And Vien Zar Royes Negoim, a Zar can't see the Negoim. So it wasn't Moshe that pronounced Miriam to be a Mitzaras. Vim Toim Aaron, Elamai, you want to tell me it was Aaron? Aaron has Gira. Aaron Korofun, Aaron was a relative. Was a brother to Miriam. Vien Korof Royes Negoim, a Korof can't also pronounce Royim, to pronounce Negoim. Rashi says, and Sanhedrin says, Korivuchonega Marivim Shlebik, just like Dayonim Shlebik Ravim, after going also Shlebik Ravim. El Rav the Gemara says what happened was that Kovid Godul Cholak La Kodesh Baruch Hu Miriam Meisashor, that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself gave respect to Miriam, and he said like this: Ani Koyin, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Koyin. The Ani Masgira, I'm going to lock her up. I'm going to pronounce her to be a Mitzras. Ani Chota, Vani Poitra, I'm going to say she's Vadi Mitzras, and at the end I'm going to say she's Tor. So the Kodesh Baruch himself, but Katani Mias, what do we learn over here? That Moshe Zar, it says clearly Moshe Benu was a Zar, and Vien Zar, Royas and Egoyim. So what's the Kashan Rav? So Moshe says, Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Shani Maris Negoyim. It could be Maris Negoyim is different. The Aaron Obon of Ksum Parasha. It says Aaron Obon, that's what it says in the Parasha. See, Vidavka need like a real Koyin, Aaron Obon of it says, and not Moshe. Even though Moshe was a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Miluyim, the whole point of Negoyim is Davka Aaron and his children. Meisvei, I have a question. It says, Chomesh Smochis Hoye Elisheva Yisera Abnes Yisrael. Elisheva, she was the wife of Aaron, says she had five things that she was happy about over other ladies. And it says like this, that Yivom HaMelech, like brother-in-law, means Moshe Rabbeinu was a king, was a Melech. Isha Kohen Gadol, her own husband, means Aaron, was the Kohen Gadol. Bino, her son, was the Gan. It means Eliezer, Elozer was the Gan, second in charge. Ben Bino, her grandson, was Meshuach Muhammad. The Ben Bino, Rashi says, Pinchas, was Meshuach Muhammad. The Yachiha and her brother, Nosi, was the Nosi. Nosi Shevet, her brother, Nachshon, was the Nosi of the Shevet. And it says, V'yaveila shnei b'neho. And still she lost her two children, Shidruchem and Aveila, when her two sons, Nadiv Avio, died. But Akoponim Ketonimi is what we learn in this price. It says clearly that Yivom HaMelech, that Elisheva, her brother-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the king. It says, Mashrim Melech in Kohen Gadol Loi, that he was not a Kohen Gadol. So again, it's a Kashan Rav. Samara says, no, Ema say Af Melech, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also a king. Not only was he Kohen Gadol, but he was also a king. Now the Gemara says, "Ketanoi enechnami." There's a machlekes tanoim if Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen or not. Ketanoi. The pasuk says, "Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe, and this is when Moshe did not want to go to Paro. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach Leimer, Kol Charoy Nafsha b'Torah. Any time the Torah says Charoy Nafsha, Hashem became angry. Nema b'Roshim. It says what happened afterwards. That something bad happened. It took an effect. But by this, Charoinaf doesn't say anything that anything happened to Moshe. Hashem ben Yehoyomi says no. Avzeh nema by Roshim. Something happened to Moshe over here also. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Haloi Aaron Ochicha Halevi, that your brother Aaron, he's the Levi. So the question is, Valoi Kayinu, what do you mean he's a Levi? Aaron was a Kayin. So Rad Ochikom, and this is what the Pasuk means to say. Ani Yomate Kozbroch, that I thought to say that Ato Kayin, you Moshe, really, you should have been the Kayin. Vu Levi and Aaron should have been the Levi. But Achshev, now that you're not willing to go to Paro, now that you're saying no, is I'll change it around. And who Kayin? Aaron will become the Kayin. The Ato Levi, and you remain a Levi. So according to this, Moshe was not a Kayin, only Aaron was the Kayin. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say that Leinischayin Moshe, Leinischayin, Leinischayin, Moshe Leshivas Meyam Luyim, that Moshe was only a Kuna, he was a Kain Taka, only for the first 7 days of the Meyam Luyim. And that's all, then it stopped. After that, he was not a Kain anymore. That's called Leinischayin Moshe Leshivas Meyam Luyim Bavad. And the Yeshemim, some say no, that Leposka Kuna, Elam Izarosha Moshe, that only Moshe's children did not become Kohanim. But Enochnami, Moshe himself was a Kohen. Tastis Machlekes Tanoim, if Moshe was a Kohen or not. Shenema, what's the proof? Shenema, Pasuk says, O Moshe Yisholakim, Bonav Yikro, Al Sheva Talevi. Mash and his children will be called Asher v'Levi, but not Moshe. Moshe himself was like a Kohen. V'yem, another pasuk says, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanov, Mash me both, Moshe and Aaron both Kohanim, v'Shmuel b'Kohen Shemoi. So may I ask the question, my v'yem, what do I need another pasuk for? The first pasuk is also Mashma, that only his children will be called Leviim, but Mashma Moshe himself was a Kohen. So my v'yem, so may I says, yes, v'chitei, maybe you'll tell me, l'dorisu d'chsiv, maybe it's only the Doris that's talking about the future generations it's talking about. So Rashi says, in future generations, you miyachzim es takuni ves levia. So therefore, the Yemen apostolic says, Moshe v'yaram b'kohanav, to know that Moshe was considered a kohen. So the kids, that's the machlokes anoyim here, if Moshe was a kohen or not. Now the Gemara says, v'chol charoi naf shebatorah, remember by Rashim is a taka true, that any time the Torah says charoi naf, Itaka makes a Roshim something that happens. I will see the pasuk says, Vayet say Moshe miyim paro, b'choriyaf, that Moshe went out from Paroi angry. V'loyom lev lamid, he didn't say anything to him. But it doesn't say any Roshim from this choroyaf. Smur says, no, I'm a Rosh Lakish. Sotro, he slapped him on the face like. And Vyotza, Moshe went out. So Moshe slapped Paro and then went out. So we ask the question, is it true? When Miyam Rosh Lakish Akwid, Rosh Lakish says something like this, I will accept, the Pasuk says, V'nitzavta l'krosi asfas hayor. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go meet Paro asfas hayor. And Miyam Rosh Lakish says, Melechu, that Paro was a Melech. And therefore, his beloved upon him, you have to act nice and you have to give him covet. So according to Rosh Lakish, Moshe was mechuyev to give covet to Paro. How could he slap on the face? Rosh, no, Paro was a Rosh, and therefore they is Ponov boy. You have a right to be chutzpedictim. So Moshe says, you have to change this around. That Rosh Lakish is the one that said you could be hey is Ponov, and therefore, according to Rosh Lakish Taka, Moshe slapped Paro in the face. Omer Reb Yanai, Leoilom te Amos Malchus Alecha. Should always fear the king. You see, the Pasuk says, V'yerdu kol avodech elu alai, that all your servants will come to me. That like Moshe told the Mitzrayim, all your avodim will come down to me. But Bilu Lididei, to Paro himself, Loi Komli, he didn't say it, because he's supposed to give covet to the Melech. Reb Yechon Amar Mihalch, Reb Yechon says our proof in this pasuk over here. The pasuk says, Amlochim, V'yad Hashem Hoysa El Eliyahu, V'yishan Emosno V'yoros Lefnei Achav. That you see, Eliyahu ran towards Achav since he was the king. Even though Eliyahu had arguments with him, did not agree with him, still he gave him covet. Omar Ulo Bikesh Moshe Malchus Lo Nosnoloi, that Moshe wanted to be the Melech, but Hashem did not give it to him. Therefore, the pasuk says, Al Tikru Haloim, Al Tikor of Haloim, do not come close here. V'yein Haloim Melo Malchus, Haloim means Malchus, meaning Hashem told Moshe, you're not going to become a Melech. Shneim the pasuk says, Mi Yonoichi Hashem Olekim, who brought me to here, talking about a king. So you see, Moshe did not become a melech. On this, most of Rav has the question. It says, Rabbi Yishmael says, Yevom a melech. It says before that Elisheva said that a brother of Moshe was the king. So Yechur, you see, Moshe was a melech. Or my Rav says, Lo Yulazar Rekomar. It means him and his children. That Moshe wanted he should be a king for him and his children. And that Hashem did not grant him. And Nechami, Moshe himself was a melech, but not his children. Smur says, whenever it says the word haloim, ledorisu, does it mean like the future generations also? Like he's saying here by Moshe, Moshe wanted to have Malchus, him and his children. I will gabi shol, by shol melech, the siv it says, habo oid haloim, come here, ishu, and ish in, Zaraloi, that only Shaul was a king and not his children, even though it says the word Haloim. So you see, it wasn't for his children to be kings. So when it says the boys in one territory, says, Who heavy ish boishes? No, it's not true. Shaul had a son, ish boishes. There was also the Melech. And the boys say, no, another answer is, Shani Shaul is different. The Afilu begavei loy koyim, even by himself, he did not keep his Malchus. Kirebeloza. Amar Rabbi Chanina, that Pishor Shapiskim Gedulu Liyodom Piskim Leilazaroi Atzav Kaladuris. So Hashem Paskins that somebody should have Gedulu, it's him and his all his generations. Shinema Posik says, Lo Yigorim Etzadik Einov, V'yesmachem chisay. But v'imheg is daitoy. If the person comes about gaivetik, becomes haughty, like happened by says by Shol here, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu mashpila, Kodesh Baruch Hu right hand him, takes him down, takes off his greatness. Shinemar v'yemasurim bazikim yilochtun v'chavluyeni. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brings him down, takes away his gedula. So, Kitzes Machlokes Tanoim, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen or not. Now it says, now Mishnah, Bali Mumim, they could eat Kochim, Bain Bali Mumim Oivrim, Bain Ma Mulim Kavuim. Whether the Mumu go away, whether the Mumu not go away. Minoah and Emilia, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbanon, the Postal says like this. We learned that Kol Zohar, it says, the Rab is Bali Mumim. That any Zohar Kohen, even a Bali Mumim, is allowed to eat, and even take a portion from the Kochim. So versus Lamai, what is the post talking about? Ili achilos, time to teach us that a kain balmum kiri kochim, hare kvanemer, it says already a posik. Lechem alekov, mikochi akodoshim, yoichal. It says already that a balmum is lari kochim. And rather, the post is teaching us, lechaluka, teach us that a kain balmum could even take a portion, could take a chaluka from the korban itself. Tani, they could not another price like this. The posik says, kol zohor. Is the rabbis Bali Mumin? It comes to include Bali Mumin. The question is, Lamai, for which halacha? Ila Yachilif, the teacher's just down to the Bali Mum Ki Kochim, Harei Kvar Omer, the Postik says already. Ila Chalukif to say that what he could take a portion, he could take direct Chaluka, Harei Kvar Omer, the Postik also says. So, Tegisha should be, El Rada Le Bali Mum Ki Kora. The teacher's a chiddush to the Bal Mum Yikoro, if he had a mum at the beginning, also could eat. Because otherwise, Shiyochel, I would have thought to say like this. Ainli yele tam v'nasa bal mum. If the person was first a tam, a kohen was born a tam, normal, and then something happened to him. But Bal Mum Yikoro minayin, how do we know if the kohen was born a Bal Mum? Also, he's allowed to eat kochim? On this we say, Tam Lem, the apostle comes to teach us, Kol Zohar. That any zocher, even a kain, balmum yikoroi, also could eat kochim. Tan yidich, another price says like this: Kol zocher is the rabbi's balmum. It comes to food a balmum could eat kochim. And again, the question is lamai. What are we talking about? He leyachilas tamed hilas that he could eat from a korban from kochim. Harayk va'omer, there's a pasuk already. Vila chalukah that a balmum kain could even take a direct portion from the kain. Harek Vam, also we have a pasuk already. Vila balmum yikara balmum was born, a kain was born a balmum, also Harek Vam, we heard already. And otherwise, Shiach, I would have thought to say, Ein liyela balmum kavua. Maybe only with a kain had a balmum kavua. But balmum oiver, if the balmum would go away, minayin, how do we know even him, he could also eat? This Talmud Lema calls Zachar, that any type of a kain, balmum, could also eat from kochim. So Mori asked the question, Kalpe Leidem is just the opposite. Once you tell me that a balmum kavua could eat, so Kurb Shita balmum oiver, if the balmum will go away, will heal up. Avada it's less, Avada he could eat from the kochim. So first the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Epech, change it around. However, Rav Ashi says no, Lier Lemir Leitep, not to change it around. The Yitzchak, and still I need the Chiddush here. Because Asal Kodai Dechimin, I would have thought to say that Ki Tomei, that maybe a Balmum is like a Kohen.